According to Wasatch County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jared Rigby, residents were evacuated from the Fox Bay condos just west of the Jordanelle State Park, but the state park itself was not evacuated. However, at least one boat owner was prevented from entering the park's main access to secure his watercraft that's stored at the marina. A local homeowner called 911 about 12:30 after smelling smoke. Wasatch County firefighters could see flames coming up the hill as they arrived. As the fire was burning, an eyewitness, Dave Allison, told KPCW that the fire came close to the Fox Bay condominiums.
I would say it's probably, 200, 300 yards maybe from the back of Fox Bay.
A crew and fire trucks from the Park City Fire District Station 37 near Promontory offered mutual aid to help fight the fire. The flames were extinguished by about 2 in the afternoon, and fire personnel worked on clearing the area. With no thunderstorms in the area at the time, Allison suspected an electric spark may have started the fire.
You know, my power flickered right before I started smelling smoke. And so I wonder if there's a power line right where the fire is. So I wonder if a line or something sparked.
The fire didn't cause any damage to homes or structures, and officials credit that to the moist vegetation. A fire occurred in the same area just a few years ago. The Fox Bay fire in 2012 burned about 500 acres. Officials are calling this fire the Fox Bay 2 fire. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.